How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. This is episode 5, and now we are going to transition from Grand Shanghai to Buongiorno. Now, these couple stories we're going to get into tonight are a little spicier than the ones that we have talked about before. I know this is called horror stories, and some of the things that I have been talking about were kind of tame, and that's okay because I've got other stories to tell. I've got other stories of other people's to tell, and I've already found some good paranormal stories to tell. So I think we've got some good stuff going on. Let's get into it now. I started this job in 2002. Yes. I was there 02 to 04. So anyway, when I first started, the cash registers and the delis, everything was set up differently. And then a couple months in, they decided to restructure just a little bit, put the deli counter, put the cash registers and the bakery behind, kind of next to the deli counter at a 90 degree angle, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so before that whole structural thing took place, honestly, within the first couple of weeks, these two cases happen. Two father, not fathers, like they have children. But two priests come in. Now this is a new location where I'm working. The business itself is like 30 plus years old, but this is a new location. And so these two priests were patrons of the old store, and now they are coming to the new store to check it out because it's big and beautiful and super nice. So one priest, normal, whatever, rings up, just fine. Here you go, change, blur, blur. Next priest comes up. The total for this priest was $6.66. No shit. After tax, he got one thing and not taxes, food, but he got one thing and it weighed out. There's one piece of like sausage or whatever, salami, and it weighed out to $6.66 or whatever, made a couple things. Either way, his total was $6.66 and it was amazing. So my manager at the time, who was super cool, she was like, and this is not why she was super cool, but she's just super cool in general. She was like, what, how about $6.67? At the time, I didn't think about it. But I was like, shit, should have given him $6.65. I mean, I'm Jewish, but, you know, he's a priest, you know? And he'd been a patron for so long, regardless of what he does for his life. He was a patron for a really long time. $6.67, how about $6.65? But I know it's a penny, but so I thought it was kind of funny she went up and set it down. But I thought that was kind of funny. That was kind of weird. I was like, okay, good omen. Good omen. Okay. I'm also going to keep this one probably a little bit shorter than the last one. The last one went kind of long, so we're going to keep it a little bit shorter tonight. So now this is going to be not much. Was this even the same day? Holy shit, this might have even been the same day. Regardless, very close proximity. Now, I don't care how you dress. Don't care what you look like. Don't care how you choose to style your hair. I don't care, all right? But again, this is a longtime patron of the old store, checking out the new store. Came in, and this is now before the deli and everything, the registers, everything was restructured. The guy comes up. Oh, Lord. He's got to be in his 60s. Definitely a smoker. Definitely had been into some shit. Like, was probably 60, but, you know, just looking really rough. But On the plus side, he had some nice heels and some jean shorts. And like this, like, little top. And kind of had a more light walk to him. And still not even super good with those heels. But whatever. No judgment on that side either. And hair to his shoulders at least, but with lots of root. Like dyed blonde hair and lots of root. Lots of root. So, look, I'm a theater major. I've been in dance all my life. You know, I've been around artsy people. None of this stuff, none of that phases me. I mean, aside from it's just a human being, regardless of any of your interests, that I don't find attractive in general, with short, like ripped jean shorts, like where you see the pockets. Like, don't sit down in here, because lots of things are going to happen. It's going to be really unfortunate for everybody involved. But, so dude comes up. Oh, and he didn't do anything about the voice. He just liked to dress, I believe. And I believe he was still hetero, because he comes up to the counter with food and everything. And my manager, who was older, she was probably between 5 and 10 years younger than him. But she had dyed blonde hair. No roots. She took care of her shit. Dyed blonde hair, and you know, nails, and she's, you know, 5'3", 5'4". She's great. I loved her so much, Mary. I love her so much. She was great. I love working with her. Everybody in that place, everybody, Nicole, Frank, everybody. I loved my Pizzoni brother, Sammy. It was a great place to work. But anyway, Ivy. Oh, so many people, and I'm not even naming them all. Caitlin, I can't even name them all. Anyway, so. So he comes up to her, and I guess he has been with her just in general. I mean, in the past, whatever. And then he's ringing out, and gives her chain, whatever, and he fucking goes to her and goes, "Hey, carpet match the drapes." I don't remember her response other than just being, like, mortified. Really? You're gonna fucking... Really? That's your question? If you think she's attractive and you wanna maybe, you know... I believe she was married, but, you know, and you're trying to hit on somebody, your question, your first question should not be, does the carpet match the drapes? I'm just going to go ahead and say that's not that cool to be saying somebody. We'll get into that lesson. Okay. I figured out a lesson for this episode, and it has to do with that. But, like, I was really unfortunate. Just come on now. If you think someone's cute, just keep it in your pants. Like, if for some reason they're like, "Here's your receipt with my phone number on it, winky wink," then, you know, call them up, say what's up, I think you're cute, blah, blah. But be nice about it. Don't be a shithead about it. Okay, we'll get into that later. I'm sorry, that was a good part. I was right. Okay, so next story. Because these are three really short stories, but they're still really good stories. This is the best. Okay, this is one of my two top customer service stories. Okay, I am Whitey McWedderson, okay? When you look at me, I mean, I've got a lot in me. I've got lots of European and Middle Eastern and Spanish. It's fucking weird. I've got a lot in me, but when you look at me, I'm middle class, whitey-tighty, okay? Now, I'm not pasty, but I'm white. So, I'm at the counter, okay? Oh, yeah, just in case I haven't mentioned this, at this point, I'm still at Grand Shanghai. I've been there for seven. I was there at Grand Shanghai for 7 years. So from, like, 98 to, what, 95? Hold on. 2004, 5, somewhere around there. Is about how long I worked there, okay? Now, I held that job full-time, part-time, somewhat here and there, while I had multiple other jobs and danced and went to school, okay? I put in work when I was younger. So, right, at the counter, this little old lady, okay? Just this little old lady comes up. She's gotta be 80-ish, okay? Coming up to the counter, and this is now, we have redesigned, reworked again the new location. So we took the counters and put them adjacent to the deli counters, and there's the bread behind us. So we did a bakery, and I learned how to make espresso. Not just push a button on a machine, but like grind it, pack it, put the thing up in the machine, do the things on the thing. So, okay. And we had a bread slicer, and we had all these different kinds of bread, which were really good, and a really good dessert counter, and cheeses, and olives, and we had a pasta bar, and, antipasta salads, and sliced meats, and cheeses, and I think I said cheeses already, that's fine, and sandwiches, and blurtler, flirty, burly, burb. So this woman comes up, and everyone's like, nope, 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 nope. And me like, okay, whatever. She's whatever. I'll handle it. I had some charm with the older ladies anyway, which will, I discussed that earlier on something somewhere, but, I'll probably go back to it in another episode. Anyway, so I was like, hi, how can I help you today? And she's like looking behind me at the bread, and she wants the Italian loaf. She goes, the half pound is too much, and the half pound isn't enough, and the pound and a half is too much. Can I buy half a loaf of the pound and a half? And I was like, nobody had asked me that before. So I was like, I'm going to ask my manager. So I went to Mary. My manager was like, hey, this lady was just wondering if she could buy half a loaf of bread. She was like, you can cut it in half for her, but she has to buy the whole thing. So I went up to her and I said, okay, hey, what I can do is I can cut it in half for you, or I have a slicer, slice it up, but I can cut it in half for you. I can't sell you half of it. I have to sell you the whole thing. I don't have anything. I can't just sell another half loaf of bread, unfortunately. And she goes, well, Mama D would have done it for me. And I was like, I don't know what's happening, but okay, fine. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. That was stupid. She goes, well, the Carbonis would have done it for me. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, but, and Buongiorno had replaced where Carbonis was 40 years ago at that point in the old location, okay? So, and she had still been going to Buongiorno complaining that Carboni this, Carboni that for 40 fucking years. Get over it, lady. Go to a different Carboni's or whatever the hell it is that you need to do. Either be happy with what we've got or shop elsewhere. Don't tell me about what you did 40 years ago. At that point in my life, literally twice my age. Okay? Anyway, and I'm saying that to her. I go, okay, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And, I'm still a little bit timid. I still try to be really nice and blur, blur, blur. And then she starts getting kind of friendly with me. She's, trying to be nice to me again. She goes, and she's asking me for this or that or, cannoli here, so I'm getting her stuff, ringing her up. She goes, oh, are you Italian? You look Italian. Are you Italian? And I was like, no, actually, I'm French Algerian. And she goes, well, then you shouldn't be working here. I just froze for a second. I'm 18, and this white woman who from the border of where my ancestors are, like across the border from where my ancestors were, and language is superbly similar, just hated on me for not being Italian, for working in a fucking Italian deli. So being just dumbfounded and still kind of not as confident as I am today, I just kind of went, I'm not Chinese, but I work in a Chinese restaurant. Like, I had nothing. I had nothing. And I honestly don't remember what even happened after that. Like, I think she just got all huffy and I paid for her shit and left. I don't remember seeing her again. I don't know if it was because of me or our interaction, or maybe she just didn't come in when I was working. I don't know. Either way. But that, I was like, are you kidding? Like, first you asked me a ridiculous question. Excuse me, Pizza Hut? A whole pizza's too much. Can I just buy half a pizza? Like, I don't want a medium. Like, a medium's not enough. I want half a large. Like, a medium's too much, but half a medium's not enough. So can I get, like, half a large pizza? Are you fucking kidding me? You come at me with ridiculous requests, and then you hate on me for being a neighbor for my ancestry and just, you know, a nice human being just sitting here trying to give you what you want. I'm sorry they don't want me selling you half a fucking loaf of bread because we're going to be like, the hell are we going to do with this shit now? Anyway, I was so dumbfounded. I was so well, then you shouldn't be working here. Goddamn. Lady, sorry. I'm not Chinese, but we're in Chinese restaurant. Good one, David. Good one. You just keep that quick wit about you and you'll go far in life. Oh my God. Okay, so we're going to keep this under 20 minutes. Now, our lesson for today for dear customer is going to be, if you're not being hit on, don't hit on the server or the cashier or the whatever the fuck. If they don't offer you their number, their kindness is either just because they're a nice person or because they're doing their job and not being rude. They're not hitting on you. If you think they're pretty, keep it to yourself. Unless they like slip you your number, text them.
Oh, thanks for your number. I thought you were really cute. I hope we can go out sometime.
Okay, don't go. Does the carpet match the drapes? Because you're not going to get anywhere. You're an idiot. And you're rude and you need to go home. Okay, guys. And that's all I have for you for today. That may be all I have for you for Buongiorno, actually. They were just very quick stories. And I only worked there for 2 years. And then your typical rude customer and maybe a couple other stories that I said in an earlier maybe live podcast, pet peeves one. Might not have much more from Buongiorno, but got a couple other ones coming at you. And then, you know, soon we'll start getting into listener stories or, you know, just people's stories that I've been asking for, friends, family, all that good stuff, and things I can read online. 1-star reviews. Oh, Lord, I'm so excited for that. We're going to get into that, and we're going to get into paranormal. If you have a great customer service horror story that has anything to do with a bad customer or your boss or your company policy or paranormal or true crime, if you have a good story, please DM me on Instagram or on Twitter or Facebook at CSHS Podcast. Or you can email me CSHS Podcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and how can't I help you today?